we had referenced yesterday in our discussion of whether one is able to transfer a zechus for a mitzvah to another, that in the discussion of this topic, one of the sources that is mentioned is the well-known halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Taf Reish Chaf Aleph that Nohagu Lidart Tzedakos B'Yom Kippurim Ba'ad HaMesim. The meaning is to pledge to tzedakah on Yom Kippur to benefit the niftarim, the deceased. And the basis for that, we quoted, the Mishnah Berurah says, and quotes from earlier, Svarim, that Yom HaKippurim is in plural because it is a kapara for both the living and for the dead. And this, of course, indicates, or seems to indicate, that one has the ability to perform a mitzvah and transfer the zchus of that mitzvah to somebody else. And of interest is that the poskim who discuss this shaila make reference to today's Daf Yomi. Today's Daf Yomi, we had the story of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who had died, and his Talmud of Meir wanted Elisha ben Avuya to suffer through some Gehenim as a kapara to then enable him to go to Gan Eden subsequently. And the Gemara says that when a Meir died on that very day, there was a pillar of smoke that was ascending from the grave of Elisha ben Avuya as indication that he was, in fact, due to Rav Meir's intervention, receiving kapara through his experience in Gehenim. And then the Gemara cites Rabbi Yochanan and said that I will pledge to take him out of Gehenim and bring him to Gan Eden. And so it was, the Gemara says, that when Rabbi Yochanan died, the pillar of smoke ceased as indication of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was successful in extracting Elisha ben Avuya from Gehenim and taking him to Gan Eden. So this actually is made mention of by none other than Maharam Chalava, one of the Rishonim, in his Tshuvos Simen Yud Zayin. Ram Chalava says the following, and this tshuva is cited by, among others, Sefer Kolbo Liyartzeit, written by Avraham Levine, Olav HaShalom of Toronto. The Ram Chalava asks the following. He was asked whether pledging to tzedakah benefits the mason. Does it help that I should do something for someone else who has already died? And Ram Chalava, although we take it as well, of course, what do you mean? That's what we all do. Isn't that an obvious assumption? Ram Chalava writes as follows. He says, "Ein safik bedavar ki lo yo'il v'lo yatzil ma sheyase b'shvil adam achrei moso." Seems somewhat astounding. He says, how could something that one does assist someone else after his passing? Every person, says Ram Chalava, is judged based on what he accomplished by the time he dies. And at that moment, when the neshama splits from the guf, that is when that individual is assessed to see what he has attained over the course of his or her lifetime. And he says, you can't add benefit to that neshama by doing something afterwards. He cites the Mishnah Pirkei Avos of Yaakov, who says, "Yofe sho'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayolam haba." One moment in this world is better than all of Olam Haba, implying that once that time in this world comes to an end, that's it. You can't accomplish more subsequently. He cites Hillel in Pirkei Avos, "Im ein ani li mili," meaning only I can benefit my neshama after I'm no longer able to. No one else can. So, seems somewhat unexpected, this tshuva of the Ram Chalava. He says himself, he asks the question, what do you mean? We all know that a son says Kaddish for a father. After all, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Brahma Zaka Abba, a son brings merit to the father. Isn't that obvious that what I do is beneficial to my father's neshama? So he suggests the following, and he adds also, we mentioned yesterday, why is it that a son says Harenika Paras Mishkovel? Doesn't that imply also that you can bring benefit to the nifter? Isn't that obvious? So he suggests as follows. He says, the benefit there is not that the schar of my mitzvah was attributed to the parent who was deceased, but rather the benefit there is that if the deceased was zocha to give birth to raise, to educate such an individual who's living life, b'derech hayashar, doing mitzvos, etc., so then that itself is a schar for the nifter. He says, it's not that the mitzvah I do, the schar is given to him. It's that, oh, he was the one who raised such a person doing mitzvahs. That itself makes him worthy of schar. Now he does, however, concede, if you will, that if somebody makes a neder, that tzedakah should be given after his passing. Okay, that he says, tzedakah shenadar lases achare moso. That does help. If somebody makes a neder or pledges to give tzedakah after his passing, that is the schus for the individual. That's his doing while he was alive. That tzedakah would be given ultimately, even if it be after his passing. That is to his schus. But he argues that the maisa tzedakah of a child per se, you can't give the schus of that tzedakah to the deceased. Again, maybe the deceased will get schar for raising someone who has that tzedakah way of life. But he argues that the actual schar, the mitzvah, cannot be given to someone else.
If somebody gives tzedakah in the name of an honor of somebody, that somebody must have made an impression or something to that person. And
right, so that he concedes. In other words, if you're inspired and motivated by that individual, then of course, well, that's to his credits. In other words, that individual, because of how he inspired, impacted me, led to me doing a mitzvah, he gets schar for being the motivator behind that mitzvah. I think what he's arguing is that the schar of the mitzvah itself can't be transferred. And so I get the schar for doing the mitzvah, but he gets the schar for having a hand in it, so to speak, for motivating it, for inspiring it, etc. That's the Ram Chalav and Simon Yud Zayin. And he says, with regard to the Gemara in today's daf as well, he says, Reb Yochanan said that if I take Reb Lisha ben Avuhu by the hand, I can take him out of Gehenna. No one's going to stop me. And in fact, when Reb Yochanan died, the smoke stopped ascending from Elisha ben Avuhu's kever. Says Ram Chalava, and this is cited also in Sefer Daf Al Hadaf, as the title indicates. Daf Al Hadaf is a sefer that goes through all of Shas, and it gives you a page worth or so of Marmar Komos on each Daf in Shas, written by a remarkable Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, by Mandelbaum, and one of his chaverim, I believe, collaborated with him on this. So he also cites this Maim Chalav on today's daf. That Maim Chalav says, what's Pshat in that Gemara? Or Rabbi Yochanan, Elisha ben Avuya. Pshat, he says, is the following. He says that because Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, had been Osik b'Torah, as we learned today in the daf Yomi, and he had taught Torah to Chachamim, and they learned from him, so therefore, it was incumbent upon them who benefited from his Torah to try and save him from Gehenna, so to speak. So he, as a result of the Torah he learned, Torah that he taught, was therefore zocha to that. The same way a father would have the right to expect that a son should do on his behalf as well. That's how Ram Chalav explains today's Gemara. One other tshuva to cite. This also cited by numerous Svarim, Achronim, who discussed these in Yanim. This perhaps more famous Rishon, Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Zayin, Simen Tuf Kuf Lamed Tes. The Rashba writes as follows: if someone passes away and leaves behind an unpaid debt, that for sure, says the Rashba, it is beneficial to the deceased if the Yorshim, the heirs, pay off his debt. After all, he says, if he dies owing money to somebody else, and he is then perhaps deserving of punishment min hashamayim, so if his sons or relatives pay off that debt, that will exempt him from the punishment. That you could do. In that sense, you could benefit the nifter by paying off a debt that he would otherwise be deserving of some sort of punishment for not having paid himself. However, he says, punishment that someone incurs for an aver that he did. He says, per anas shechayev lamakom. It's a ben al makom avera. ki over al hamitzvah. Says that's like any avera. V'ein biyad enosh lahakel osamimenu. He says you can't lighten or remove the onesh that someone else is deserving of because of an avera he did. So interestingly, although we mentioned the Tshuvas Ma'asham, Chela Gimel, Semen Kufnun Aleph, that somebody could, because of a Chol Yisrael Ovim Zeh Bazeh, take upon himself Yisurim to exempt someone else from those Yisurim, but the Rashba seems to indicate otherwise. He says, if someone does an Aveira, B'Nadam HaMakom, and he's deserving of Peronos, deserving of punishment, no one else can ease that punishment by taking it upon himself. Yeah, however, he says, a tzaddik who davens for him, or who gives tzedakah to aniyim, so listen to how he phrases it. We just saw before that the Ma'am Chalba says you can't give tzedakah and assume this chus is attributed to or credited to somebody else. Says the Rashba, once again, someone who commits an aver but adam lamakom, he's deserving of peronis, no one can take that punishment away from him, but nonetheless, he says, a tzaddik who davens for him, or who gives tzedakah to aniyim, Efsher Shakarish Barhu Mekel Mimenu Bizchus Balhaschus. In other words, because I give tzedakah, so I therefore have performed the mitzvah. So if I give tzedakah in someone's merit, or if I daven for somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may decide that, oh, in the schus of that mitzvah, I will go easier on that individual. It's not that I transfer my schar of the mitzvah to him, but in the schus of me doing a mitzvah, maybe like you said, because his memory inspired me, it was for him that I did it. And he, therefore, may, as a result, says the Rashba, be given an easier din, so to speak, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of my doing the mitzvah on his behalf. So writes the Rashba in Shuvas Chelek Zayin. Rashba concludes as follows. He says, that which the minhag is to remember the niftarim, to make mention of them in the Beis Knesses. He cites the minhag of Kapel Amchisos HaPadisa. He says that, he concedes, is a minhag, and to give tzedakah on their behalf, once again, it's not that the zechus is transferred to them, but in the zechus of me giving tzedakah in their memory, Kadosh Baruch Hu then may choose, as a result, to be mekel on them because of the zechus of tzedakah that I performed and earned on their behalf. Okay.